appreciate the songs of the old, old story. If you have a Bible with you this morning, if you turn with us over in the book of Judges, chapter number 15. Book of Judges, chapter number 15. Miss Emily, if you could get me an invitation song this morning, I'd appreciate that. I won't be preaching long today. I've got to get into where the Lord wants us to be this morning. You know, I was thinking as they were singing, isn't it a blessing that we can come together, worship God in spirit and truth, and somebody take a Bible and open it up and tell us what God's had to say in this day and this hour. We looked last week at a very interesting character named Samson. We've heard him from our childhood Bible school days. We pick him up now in chapter 15, and the Bible said in 14, the Spirit of the Lord came upon him mightily and broke his cords. Samson found himself in that of retaliation, and it came back to bite him. The only way that it's easy to get even with people, but the only way to get ahead in the matter is to do what God says do. So Samson, we found himself, first of all, with a razor last week. Then we found him in a riddle, and it ended in his retaliation. They bound him with two new cords and brought him up from the rock. The Spirit of the Lord came mightily upon him and set him free. Now I want to pick up in verse number 15. We spoke last week on some scenes from Samson. I feel like that we basically covered Samson's behaviors. Now this morning, look at Samson in his battle. The Bible said in Judges 15:15, he found a new jawbone of an ass, put forth his hand and took it, and slew 1,000 men therewith. He was a bad boy. Somebody say bad boy this morning. Came to pass when he had made an end of speaking that he cast away the jawbone out of his hand and called that place Ramoth Lehi. And he was sore thirst and called on the Lord and said, Thou hast given this great deliverance into the hand of thy servant, and now shall I die for thirst and fall in the hand of the uncircumcised. Verse 19, but God. He clave a hollow place that was in the jaw. Came water there out. And when he had drunk, his spirit came again and revived. He called the name of it En Hakkor, which is in Lehi to this day. And he judged Israel in the days of the Philistines 20 years. You may be seated this morning. Father, we love you. We thank you that you are a God that we can break the alabaster box. Worship you in our tears and our might and our spirit. Thank you for a good place to come this morning, how you've blessed this place. I want to thank you. We want to pray for America today, our nation. God, we pray for Israel, all of our missionary families around this world. God, our preacher friends. Pray you touch little Jude in the morning, help him in this big heart surgery that the Partain family has. Help us now to stay true to your word. I pray you'd use me to be a blessing. Touch our hearts today. So we'll be grateful to you in Jesus' name. Amen. And amen. I loved last week in the preaching of Samson and his behaviors. Samson was a Nazarite. From his mother's womb, God had declared that Samson would be a Nazarite. Therefore, he had to do the things of a Nazarite. That didn't mean much to Samson. It's amazing to me. In Hebrews 11, you'll find him the same sentence, the same verse with Psalmist David. How could a man like Samson act so crazy, be in the halls of faith in the same scripture as David? God, but God. God can do anything with anybody. Aren't you glad that failure is not final this morning? We find something now in the life of Samson that got my attention. The Bible said that he found a new jawbone of an ass or a donkey. He put forth his hand and took it, and he slew 1,000 men therewith. Now, I guess I could preach on jawbone justice this morning. You know, there's a lot of people been killed by jawbone. And that's another sermon for a different day. But I do want to read you this that a writer had to say about that thought this morning. Talking about the jawbone and us talking and being a ratchet jaw. Somebody say amen. But he said, listen to this. He simply said, a sharp tongue is the only edged tool that grows keen with constant use. That's pretty good, ain't it? A sharp tongue is the only edged tool that grows keen with constant use. You know, if you take your pocket knife out, cut a lot of cardboard, cut a lot of sacks open, before long you got to sharpen it. You take a grubbing hoe and hit it in the ground, or an axe chopping wood, you've got to stop and sharpen it. Not the tongue. The more it's used, the sharper it gets. But here, this jawbone today, I want to preach on simply Samson and his battle. Notice in verse 15 the discovery of it. He found a new jawbone. I'm glad God allowed me to discover some things in my life. By the providence of God, He has laid things close to us. Isn't it amazing that Samson didn't go out and try to find something that he did not have, but he simply looked around and picked up what God had provided. I'm glad one day in the discovery of it that the Lord found me and I received salvation by grace through faith. I sure am glad the discovery of it is nothing like being saved. Brother Howard, come in prayer room this morning. He said, you know, it's nothing like being saved. I want to say I'm not ashamed of that Bible word. I'm glad I'm saved by the good grace of God, this discovery of it. It was simply in His reach. I wonder what is in reach of me and you this morning. If it's ever been a day and an hour when we need to realize there are some things around us that we can discover, it is today. So in verse 15, we see the discovery of it. But then verse 15, we see the desire of it. For the Bible said He simply put forth His hand and took it. Can I tell you, I can't take it for you, but I can take it for me. I can't pick it up for you, but I can pick it up for me. And oh my goodness, I got to think about Samson and this desire of it. He put forth His hand and took it. I'm glad that God allowed me to be saved by the grace of God. And I'm glad by the heart and the hand of faith I reached out and grabbed a hold of what would change my life forever. This jawbone, the discovery of it, the desire of it, He put forth His hand. You may be here today and you've never been saved. You've been thinking about it a good while. I don't know of a better day to reach out and grab a hold of Jesus. What God has done for us through His Son on an old rugged cross. Here we see the discovery of it, the desire of it. But now, look at the deliverance of it. When he picked it up, the Bible said in verse 16 that he slew 1,000 men, heaps upon heaps. The simplicity of it. It's amazing to me how Bible salvation can deliver us from things in our life. It can deliver us from sin, deliver us from trouble, deliver us from discouragement and difficulties, from heartaches, burdens, and cares. I sure am glad the deliverance of it, of what I've been able to pick up in my hand. And can I tell you today, this right here is in reach. I'm glad I've been able to pick it up a few mornings, bring help to my life. And this is still a delivering book in this day and this hour that we live. There's nothing like this Bible in this whole world. There's nothing like Jesus in this world. And oh my goodness, how He's brought me great deliverances in my life. Now you see this about Samson and this jawbone. There's the discovery of it. He simply found it close by. The desire of it and the deliverance of it. But now in verse 16, look at the danger of it. He got the big head. He said, with the jaw of an ass have I slain 1,000 men. You know, Isn't it amazing how by God's grace he put him in Hebrews 11 in the Hall of Faith chapter, but yet he's not even thinking about nobody but himself. He ain't got God on his mind right now. Boy, he's won so many victories and he got to thinking he was doing something. That word is capital I there. Can I tell you, we're going to get in trouble when we think we're doing something. Without Jesus, we can do nothing. Oh, we live in a very prideful time. Today, if you have assets, if you have family, if you have the provisions of life, you always remember this. You didn't bring them to your house. God rained them down at your house. And we sure do need the Lord. Oh, the danger of it. The pride of success is so vital, so dangerous in everybody's life. The danger of it, it brought great victories. And you know, a lot of times when God is using his children with special gifts and talents, they get the big head and thinking they're doing something. No difference in job and careers. I believe we ought to have goals. I believe we ought to put our best foot forward and be all we can be for who God called us to be. But at the end of the day, without Jesus, we can do nothing. And so his eye got in the way, didn't it? The danger of it. Boy, look at me. I have slain 1,000. But the discovery of it, the desire of it, the deliverance of it, and the danger of it, this is what I want you to see in verse 17. The discarding of it. It said in verse 17, it came to pass when he made an end of speaking that he cast away the jawbone out of his hand. I want to ask y'all something, just as an old country preacher today. Why in the world would you let go of what's been working? Why in the world would I throw down what has brought me so many victories in my life? You'll notice this, the discarding of it. The Bible simply said that it was a new jawbone of a donkey. And you know, I've noticed this in mine and yours. Boy, the new wears off things, don't it? Y'all remember when you first got saved? Well, you'd get in the choir and sing. You'd raise your hand, but the new has wore off of it. Do you remember when you first got saved and you trusted God in big things and you're so excited about being saved, but now the longer it's got, the new has wore off of it? Any of y'all ever bought a new suit of clothes or a new pocketbook and that's the prettiest thing you ever seen? Now it's in the back of the closet. You know why the new wore off of it? Man, I love nice ties that tie good. Brother Adam, I'm going to get me a nice tie and wear it two or three Sundays, and the new wears off it. I never do wear it again. Boy, aren't we human? And can I tell you, the new can wear off in our fellowship with God. I can remember when COVID shut us down, was in the tabernacle several weeks. And I came in here first that Sunday morning. I'll never forget this, Brother Mike. It was people coming in. This is what they're saying. Oh, that's where I sit. Oh, that's where I always sit. That's where I sit. Can I tell you, we need to get the new back on it today and realize that God has been good to us. And the last thing I want to do is throw down what's been working for me a long, long time. You know, these new age boys and these little metro haircuts and skinny jeans and t-shirts and getting up in a sideways Bible, they're worship leaders. Whatever happened to old time, fundamental, Holy Ghost preaching? Man, get with God and rear back and tell them what thus saith the word of God, and a preacher look like a preacher. What happened to them today? The new wore off of it. Can I tell you, I'm still excited about Jesus. I'm still excited about my Bible. I'm still excited about our church. I'm still excited about my family. Oh, that mommy right there. I've been married 45 years this December. I used to open the door for my wife in a lot of places. It dawned on me years ago, I ought to just keep opening the door up for her. But the new wore off our marriage a little bit. Any of y'all ever been there? Take each other for granted. My wife's not been able to walk. She's been able to cook and and bring me snacks. Now I'm cooking, bringing snacks. Amen. Boy, it's so true. Man, I remember, Brother Mike, I built a hot rod years ago. You got me in that shape. You got one, and I had to do what you did. I wished I took a Tylenol instead. Amen. Boy, that's the prettiest thing, Brother Jerry, Brother Dean, prettiest car I ever seen. Man, you're pulling a show. People just gather around. Man, that is a pretty thing. But you know what? I sold it. You know why? The new wore off. Boy, I bought one of the prettiest shotguns in the country. I mean, that thing is beautiful. Now the new is wore off of it. But can I tell you what the new ain't wore off of? His splendor and His glory and His goodness and His mercy. I'm glad that's not wore off of me in my heart for the Lord Jesus this morning. Why in the world would Samson throw that down? Let me ask y'all something. Why would anybody throw down what's been working a long time? Thousands. Preaching still works. Praying still works. Singing still works. Loving one another still works. It had slew so many for him, and he simply throwed it down. I don't know how far he throwed it. Couldn't have been very far, because God is going to use it directly. But a lot of times in my life, the devil will come by and say, that don't matter. Really don't matter. Just throw it down. When them little kids come in Bible school this week, one by one, many had come up and say, preacher, Brother Michael, that means something to me. Oh, Lord, help us to never throw down what God has entrusted us with. Mom and daddies, you ought to pick it up this morning and raise your children in the nurture and admonition of the Lord. Church, we ought to get a hold of God in a way that we hadn't in a long time. He loves us all. And so here, the discarding of it, He cast it away. Then verse 18, look at the damage of it. So true. He was sore athirst and called on the Lord. Said, Thou hast given this great deliverance in the hand of Thy servant. Now shall I die for thirst and fall in the hand of the uncircumcised. The damage of it. He threw it away, and look where he finds himself, in a very dry place. You know, I've noticed when I lay this Bible aside, I get to feeling cold. Get to feeling wayward. I quit praying, quit doing what God's told me to do every day of my life. And before long, I get in a bad place to where it's so dry and I become so thirsty. So he threw it away, the danger of it. He said, I die for thirst. But verse 19, the story picks up the deliverance of it. But God. And I want you to notice what happened. I want you to notice how God come on the scene. Verse 18. One of the writers, Brother Jamie, said this was the highlight of Samson's life at this point in this battle. He realized that he could do nothing by himself. And this is what he says in his prayer. He was sore athirst and called on the Lord. And look what he said. Thou hast given this great deliverance. He said, oh, Lord, now I realize where my bread's buttered. I realize now what happened in the battle. It wasn't me getting victory. It was you giving me victory. He said, Lord, this great deliverance is in thy hand, and look of thy servant. He humbled himself down and said, Lord, you're the master. I'm the servant. Now shall I die for thirst and fall in the hand of the circumcised. He said, Lord, I sure do need you. I wonder then in verse 19, did you ever notice that? But God. A lot of times God, we think, is not watching, or God is not looking, God is not listening. But as soon as Samson realized who he was and where he was, when he looked up and called on God, God done something for him. It gives me hope for my life this morning. Why would a God like our God do such a good deed to Samson? Why in the world didn't he just let him die in thirst? Because he's a good God. And he loves all of his little children. And so here we see this, that Samson got in a bad place and he needed revival. The Bible said, but God clave a hollow place that was in the jaw. There came water there out, and when he had drunk, his spirit came again and he revived. You know, in the church world, there's only two classes of people that stand in revival. Those that find themselves in the time of wickedness or in the time of weakness. Our nation finds itself in both of those today, in wickedness and weakness. If it's ever been a day and an hour when God's people need to be revived, it is in this hour. Could you imagine Samson fixing to fight that battle? He simply reached down and got what was close to him. And he began to use it in his hand, and God brought him great victories. And when he is done with it, he just chunked it to the side. I don't want to go over and over what I preach, but I'm going to say this and I'm done. Miss Emily, you come. Brother Mike, I want to thank God that we hadn't cast it to the side. We still believe in preaching. Loving people. Loving our great God. Let me ask you this. Can you go back to a time in your life when things was working good and you was receiving great victories? The last thing you need to do is throw down what's been working. You pick it back up and let God do it again. He brought water out of a hollow place. And his spirit revived. A lot of times people think, well, preacher, he got to stay up all the time. He's got to keep us up. Oh, no, 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 no. No, preacher needs reviving too. So do we all. So in this battle of Samson, don't throw away what's been working a long time. Loving each other. Putting God where He's supposed to be in our life. And watching great things come out of the process and giving God the glory. Miss Emily's going to sing this morning, her and Sister LaFonda. I want to open this altar. Maybe it's something you need to come and share with the Lord. Would you come today? And would you ask Him to help you in your situation? He picked it up. Would you pick it up again? But you realize how fruitful of what God has given you, how it's been working. We sure do need the Lord. As we sing this morning, would you come? It worked once. Let it work again. Don't give up on it.
Right by me, and when right by me.
Thinking about that jawbone. Our first church, me and Renee pastored. Brother Allen, that's 33 years ago. I was young then. We'd put Megan Macy in a van, we'd tear out toward Alabama, stay all day Sunday and preach. Come back home, get up, I'd go to the plant Monday, do it again the next weekend. And I cannot say that I've arrived, but I can tell you what I can say. God's been faithful. And I thank Him that when defeat comes in my life, I got to think, well, what's been working a long time? Loving God. Loving my family. Loving our church. It's been some low places from time to time, but God, He's always come through. Now, thank you. He's my God this morning. Would our ushers come?